Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about the Warner Brothers, play some music from Regina Spektor, and report about the Memory Project. A young American man is giving children around the world a special gift to remember their childhood. Mario Ritter tells us about the Memory Project.
Ben Shoemaker graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 2003. Then he traveled to Guatemala. He worked in a home for children who do not have parents. The conditions at the orphanage were poor. Shoemaker wanted to do something to help, but he did not know what he could do. After returning home, he remembered a story that a young Guatemalan man told him. The young man had also been raised in a children's home because he had no parents. He told Shoemaker about one thing that was missing from his life. He had no pictures of himself during his childhood. The man said he had no memories of what he looked like as a child. The man told Shoemaker that he wished he could remember more about what he was like as a boy. The man's story gave Ben Shoemaker an idea. Shoemaker began taking photographs of young people in orphanages all over the world. Then he brought the photographs back to high schools in America. There, the best art students used the photographs as models to draw or paint pictures of the children's faces. The finished portraits were then sent back to the children for them to keep. The students who created the pictures also included a photograph of themselves. The Memory Project began in October of 2004. Since then, it has spread to hundreds of schools across the United States. Ben Shoemaker's project has touched the lives of thousands of children who now have beautiful portraits of themselves. Shoemaker hopes the Memory Project will also affect the lives of the American high school students. He says he hopes the project will help the students connect with children in poor countries. He also hopes the students will better understand the lives of people in need around the world and will want to work for change. So far, portraits have been given to children in 25 countries. They include India, Mozambique, Lebanon, Haiti, Honduras, and Romania. Ben Shoemaker estimates that 4,000 high school students will take part in the program this year. To learn more about the Memory Project, visit www.thememoryproject.org.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Burma. Ko Ma Ji asks about the Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is an American company that produces movies and television shows. It started as a small family business operated by four brothers, Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack Warner. In 1903, the brothers began their business by traveling throughout Ohio and Pennsylvania, showing movies using a projector. By 1907, they opened a movie theater in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Two of the brothers sold tickets. Another operated the projector, and the youngest, Jack, sang songs between the films. Within 10 years, the Warner Brothers started producing movies and moved that part of the business to California. In 1918, their first complete picture was called My 4 Years in Germany. The film was based on a book by the United States ambassador to the court of Kaiser Wilhelm. In 1925, Sam and Harry Warner heard the first experimental movies with sound in a laboratory in New York City. They immediately went to work to include the technology for sound in their movies. 2 years later, Warner Brothers Pictures released the first major movie with sound, or talking picture. It was called The Jazz Singer, and it was a huge success. In the 1930s, the company made several films that were highly praised. These included movies about criminals, such as Little Caesar, The Public Enemy, and musicals like The Gold Diggers and 42nd Street. The Warner Brothers' success continued in the 1940s with movies like The Maltese Falcon and Casablanca. Movies during this time starred popular actors like Ingrid Bergman, Humphrey Bogart, James Cagney, Gary Cooper, and Betty Davis. The company continues to produce popular movies today. By the 1970s, the Warner Brothers studios had also become well-established in television. In 1990, Warner Communications combined with Time Incorporated to form Time Warner Incorporated. In 2001, the company combined with America Online. The company now includes film production, cable television networks, music, and publishing. This year, the company announced a deal with the CBS Corporation to form a new television broadcast network. The CW began broadcasting this month. Regina Spektor is a singer with a story and personality as interesting as her music. This young Russian-American musician has been playing since she was a child. Spektor has just released her second major record. Begin to Hope is an album full of playful and imaginative songs. Shirley Griffith tells us more.
Regina Spektor makes music that is hard to define. She combines wildly poetic words with unusual music. In some songs, she plays the piano. Other songs have more of a rock music sound. Some songs are happy and fun, while others are sad and intense. Listen to Regina Spektor's clear and strong voice singing on the radio.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep. And all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home inside the catacomb. A million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on our knees.
Regina Spektor was born in Russia. She started to play classical piano music when she was very young. At the age of 9, Regina and her family immigrated to the United States. They settled in the Bronx area of New York City. Regina started taking music lessons again, but her family did not have enough money to buy a piano. So she would play songs by pressing her fingers on her knees. In this love song called Samson, you can hear Spektor performing on the piano.
You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first. I loved you first. Beneath the sheets of paper lies my truth.
After college, Regina Spektor started playing her music in clubs in New York City. She soon became popular and started selling CDs she made at home. Later, a well-known producer helped her record her first major album. Critics say her second record, Begin to Hope, is strong and expressive. Regina Spektor proves she can make many kinds of music. We leave you with the dreamy sound of Fidelity.
I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sound. I hear in my mind all of these words. I hear in my mind all of this music, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart. When it breaks my heart.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Brianna Blake and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Just to break my own fall, just to break my fall, just to break my fall. Is gonna get better, gonna get better, 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 better. I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sound.